podcast stuff.
I'm Twisted Cat.
I'm Patch.
I'm not here.
And we just saw Jewel and Melissa Etheridge at the YouTube Theater.
Oh my god, it was amazing.
That was really good.
Yeah.
We should probably say more things than that, though.
Fantastic.
So Jewel still has an amazing voice. She says she has laryngitis. I'm not sure I believe her, but she...
I believe her because some of talking was difficult.
But her singing...
But, like, if that's what she can do with laryngitis,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I've always loved her voice.
Yes.
So
it's half the reason I came.
She is an excellent artist who knows how to use her instrument to excellent effect.
Totally.
And she's an amazing guitar player, too.
Yeah.
Like, her fingering on some of those songs was impeccable.
Yeah.
But her voice, her performance...
Magic.
...was...
Yeah.
Amazing.
Like, I remember when Jewel broke in the 90s, and when she came out, or not came out, but... more on that later. You know, she had the hit on the song on the radio at the time and some other lesser hits at the time. And they were okay. And, like, I always knew that she had an amazing voice, but she wasn't really for me. And having now seen her live here at the YouTube Theater, she is absolutely an amazing artist. An amazing guitarist, an amazing voice.
Yeah.
What a voice. Still, not entirely for me. Like, some of her stuff was not for me. There was, so...
But, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, but that duet with the guitar player.
Yes. Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. She is talented, her guitar player is talented. Like, it's good stuff.
So,
not necessarily all of it for me.
So the thing she did with the guitar player.
Yeah, we should probably explain.
They did a call and response where she did a little trill with her voice and the guitar...
would answer.
The guitar player played the trill back at her.
Yeah.
And it was amazing as she climbed the scales...
Yeah, and he struggled to keep up.
It was spectacular.
And she was having so much fun doing it.
Yeah, they both were. They both
which,
were.
Which I you know me, I always appreciate, like, seeing somebody have that much fun and joy on stage.
And I think
we'll come back to that, too.
The audience didn't know how to respond.
Yeah, so she even said...
mostly stunned silence.
Yeah, well, I mean, she even said, wow, y'all must see that all the time, you know, which is the old standby busker sideshow, you know. No, it was nothing. I can tell by the applause.
Yeah, because people didn't clap. Because everybody was just still sort of sitting there going...
I was very enraptured and I didn't want to, like, I don't know, interrupt the rest of the song.
Yeah.
It was just...
It's fine.
It was amazing.
It was really, really amazing.
Amazing. And magical. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was great. A lot of fun. I'm really glad I came. I'm glad I saw it. I'm turning the car on so there may be some music briefly. But I need air.
Do do do
do do do do. Please hold.
La la la.
Well, keep talking.
Okay. So I don't know how anybody else in the van felt about it, but there's the music. But the let's see how many people I can piss off song, I very much enjoyed.
Okay. It was amusing.
She rolled right into something else, right?
Yeah.
I had a hard time telling what was going on, and I have a hard time distinguishing the lyrics.
The lyrics were kind of the key part of that song, so...
She was also, toward the end of her set, she was getting tired. What do you need?
I don't know. Less noisy fan. Can the fan, can we just roll down windows or something?
Well,
maybe?
But then we're going to have outside noise.
Okay.
She was getting tired because a lot of her words were becoming much less distinct.
Okay. Yeah. Alright.
But she, yeah, she did a cute little bit where she was theoretically trying, being offensive, but not being offensive and...
Well, I mean, it was all about, like, words that people call each other, and really, can we not, and really, we're all the same, no matter, you know, what color, what orientation, what gender, what, you know, religion, like...
And hey, let's all just
quit hate. Let's hate? Was that how it ended?
Yeah. I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and, you know...
It was a wonderful message. It was not elegant.
No.
Even from a standpoint of trying to be offensive, it was still clunky. But that's fine. Like, I'm here to be critical. That's my job.
So she had a very interesting thing where she said that she's been trying for years to share a band with somebody that she goes out on the road with so that there's less of a footprint. And this tour, she and Melissa Etheridge are sharing a band.
Well, they're she's
borrowing.
Borrowing Melissa's band
with her guitar player. Yep. But I still really appreciate the whole, like, let's reduce the footprint.
That was cool.
Because tours do, like, have a big footprint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And also, like, Melissa Etheridge's, we'll get there, but Melissa Etheridge's band was fucking top notch.
Sure.
Yeah. They're using the same band, the same crew.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And sound, et cetera.
Lights.
Team, et cetera. Which I thought was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to throttle the camera director.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
And, you know, all the moving shots with soft focus fading in and fading out. And like, Jesus fuck, dude. This crowd is all over 50. You're fucking with us in our glasses.
Right?
Stop it.
Can we just watch her fingering on the guitar? I mean, really?
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there was a lot of sort of 80s camera work.
Yeah. So. And then there was Melissa.
Melissa Etheridge. Dude. Oh, so one beautiful thing about two acts. Everybody had beautiful long sex.
Yes.
Yes.
It was a very intimate show.
And no no stage reset.
Right.
Yeah.
Same band.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
It was very nice. It was the intermission was short but sweet. And I mean this show started late. It let out late, honestly,
yeah.
But it's a Friday night, so
yeah.
they don't have the same noise constraints, I'm sure. And so, you know, 8 to 11:30, and they started promptly at 7:59.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, it's YouTube. YouTube always starts,
yeah,
like, slightly,
I mean,
on
at least they're
side.
Not early this time.
Right.
Although we got here way early.
We did.
It was
but
lovely.
It was good.
Well, no rushing. It was kind of nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Nice long sets.
Yeah.
But Melissa Etheridge.
I did not know she had such a thing for the 12-string guitar. I love 12-string guitars, so that's great. I did not realize until watching her switch between 3 12-string guitars and 2 6-string that...
Oh, sweet holy Jesus. I love that 12-string sound.
Yeah, same.
And so, okay. My thoughts. I've known that Melissa Etheridge is a folk rock pseudo country goddess. I've known this forever. I learned actually quite a bit about her that I didn't readily know this evening. She's a storyteller.
Oh yeah.
And has an amazing voice in her cigar and whiskey style.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of power. Even still now, like she's.
Yeah.
Looking a little long in the tooth, But so what? She's got the energy, she's got the power, she's got the chops. What a guitar player. Oh my God. Yeah. I have had the exquisite pleasure of seeing some of the most amazing guitar players to ever pick up the instrument. And like, I want to put her on the same pedestal as Pete Townsend.
Sure.
Because Jesus fucking Christ. And she's like, if you're a fan of rock and roll and you don't like Melissa Etheridge, you're not a fan of rock and roll. Like, what are you fucking doing with your life? Because she is absolutely the embodiment, I think, of straight up rock and roll. Like, not metal, not Guns N' Roses, not Van Halen.
Blues-based rock, right? Just there.
Blues-based rock. Straight ahead, driving like Johnny Cash. Yeah. Like Bruce Springsteen. Like John Mellencamp. Like, just straight ahead fucking rock and roll. So good.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's got a great... It was a great high-energy show. Full of that bad decision, hot passion, codependent, bad relationship rock that just makes you boogie in your seat. There was a bunch of people standing up from the moment she hit the stage. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has an amazing energy. In my
seat. It was great.
She brings an amazing energy to the crowd. The crowd brings an amazing energy to her.
So she's got a live album out.
Yeah, she recorded a live album
at a women's penitentiary.
TCF, Topeka Correctional Facility, which is a women's prison.
And there's apparently also a documentary, docuseries sort of thing on Paramount Plus. Was that it?
Yes, Paramount Plus of the same name.
Yes,
I'm Not Broken.
I'm Not Broken, which I'm definitely going to go check out. It sounded neat. She goes into a lot of the background and stuff. It's interesting. So
I mean, it felt a little inspiration porny, but I mean, she meant well, and absolutely does mean well. Like she is an icon for sort of the right thing, even bad decisions. But like, be good to each other, be kind to each other, be understanding. Support mental health, support physical health, support emotional health. Like, she's saying all those right things and doing all those right things,
and the fact remains, we do need prison reform, we need justice reform.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and my thing is, I know a bunch of people who do work in prisons, like not work in prisons, but they do work in prisons. You know what I mean? And it's not inspiration porn. It's if you go do that, you can't help but
talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's inspiration porn at all. I think she was moved by the experience.
No doubt about it, I'm sure. And also, it's super hard to be eloquent in 3 minutes about this topic.
Sure.
So, sure. I'm just telling you my reaction.
Sure.
I certainly don't think any less of her for it. I certainly don't think that the work that she did or the product that she has put out regarding it is unworthy. Just my reaction in the moment was that.
Sure, that's fine. I'm offering a counterpoint. No worries.
Fair.
That was cool.
Her bassist is fucking fantastic. Yeah. So, similar to what Jewel and her guitarist did in the first set, Melissa and her bassist did.
Yeah.
It wasn't a direct call and response. It was a riff from Melissa, and then he would reply with his own spin on that riff on the bass.
Yeah.
And then it ended with them getting super, super close and basically using each other's pickups while they're playing and not quite feedbacking, but doing that sort of double pickup loop.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fucking cool.
That's amazing,
cool.
Yeah.
And then the drum thing.
Oh, yeah. My God, yes, I forgot.
In the,
during the encore. Yeah.
During the encore, she went over to the drum set, picked up a set of drums, and started playing with the drummer.
Drumsticks, but yes.
Drumstick, yes.
Sort of akin to that act we saw at the Troubadour where there were two drummers sharing the drum set.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
I don't know. Go back in the catalog. Yeah, it was the little no-name band that I say is going to be the future of music.
Right. Yeah, I can picture them now. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And so they did a set, like, similar to that-ish, right? Two people sharing one drum set.
Right.
And interweaving hands and sticks to strike drums and cymbals and do the thing.
I love watching stuff like that.
It was really, really amazing. To a certain extent, this is how good her band is. The band is there to make her look good.
Sure.
And not that she needed much help, but there were a couple of times throughout the entire set where her time faltered.
That wasn't just me?
No, it wasn't just you.
Okay.
There were a couple of times where her time faltered and the rest of the band just fixed it.
Yeah.
Like, slowed down or caught up or whatever it was they needed to do to get everything back in sync. And the drummer was doing that in spades while they were drumming together.
Sure, yeah.
I
was very impressed with his ability because that is a hard thing to do.
Yes.
With someone who's not, like, a full-time drummer.
Yes. Yeah, he was really good at that.
Yeah.
He covered her beautifully and made her look fucking amazing. And she is fucking amazing.
Right.
Yeah, like if she were complete and competent, that would not have worked.
Well, they wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. Right.
Because she's enough of a showman to, like, show person.
Yeah.
What's the term?
Showman, yeah.
Showman.
Entertainer.
Yeah. Entertainer.
Yeah. And a storyteller. Like, up there with... who are some of the great storytellers? Keb Moe, B.B. King. Just a storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Rock and roll. Guitar. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna make a comparison that I don't like because of the person...
Got it.
Involved in the comparison.
But the guitar player themselves, the playing is
yes,
good?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Eric Clapton.
Okay.
I knew you were going.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because
it's. There's so many places he could have gone.
It's right fucking there. Like, right. he is, yeah. Without a doubt, an amazing guitarist. Blues, piece of shit that he is.
Yeah, but blues based guitar, rock and roll guitar.
Yes.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yes.
I get the comparison.
Yeah.
We'll just leave the human being out of it.
Yeah. Whatever.
But yeah, as a guitar player.
Fantastic
sure.
night.
Fantastic yes.
night.
Oh my God,
fantastic
so much.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good venue.
Melissa Etheridge. How bizarre for us. Like, the, you know. Although, I guess we're not metal shows anymore.
Right, we do
right?
other stuff.
Because we had the Summer of Ska.
Summer of Ska. Cheese sticks. Yeah, anyway, we do go see other stuff, you know, so...
Oh, muerte.
But yeah, so this is very exciting. And the next show, you will not be at, it'll just be me and Batman. We're going to see Jane's Addiction and...
Right.
Who the fuck are they playing with? Love and Rockets.
Yeah. That's going to be a really good show.
It's going to be fun.
I don't care, but it's going to be a really good show.
Sure. And then you and I are going to Vegas.
Yeah. To see Lizzie. Wow.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about this while we were still inside before we came outside. I was contemplating making a Lizzie Hale comparison.
Mm-hmm.
But like And don't get me wrong, I fucking love Lizzie Hale, but she really almost doesn't hold a candle to Melissa. Like,
it's, they're very different, I think, as part of it.
Like, Lizzie's got an amazing voice and an amazing songwriting ability, but I don't think that she's got quite the same guitar chops.
Well, she came up emulating the, like, late 70s through the 80s male guitar players in, like, heavy rock. And she does that very well.
Yeah.
But it's a different style of guitar playing.
Yeah, than like the folk rock.
Well, and just the straight ahead blues based rock. There's I don't even know how to explain it.
I have never seen a white woman with that much funk. Oh my god. So good. Oh, her guitar playing is so fucking good.
Well, and that's why I keep emphasizing the blues bass.
Yeah.
Because it's yeah.
Bonnie Raitt, mother.
Oh,
fucker.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
fair.
Sorry.
Fair. Yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
But they are few and far between, shall we say that.
Fair enough.
But yeah, no, I don't think Lizzie compares because I don't think that... It's a valid comparison.
Okay, I can get that. Like,
I mean, I think that you know, Melissa came up emulating, you invoked it already, B.B. King.
B.B. King. And even, like, Joan Jett and sort of those 70s
right.
women rockers to a degree.
Right, but it's a very different thing than Lizzie does.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
So yeah, I think it's two very separate things, even though both fall under the giant umbrella of rock.
Of women in rock specifically, yeah. Which is how I got there,
got
right?
It.
When I think women in rock, I think
sure.
Joan Jett, Lizzie Hale, the girls in The Warning,
Plush,
and there are many, many others that I'm not thinking of at the moment that are absolutely valid and wonderful. Yeah. So. I as far as women in rock go, after this show, I gotta say, Melissa Etheridge is absolutely at the top of the heap.
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
I think we're done.
Yeah. I've been Twisted Cat.
I'm Patch.
I'm not here.
Get in the van!
We're doing podcast stuff!